Hare Krishna. All no's are not created equal. Whenever we are told no for something, no, don't do this, no, don't go there, now that no creates a sense of resentment, a sense of irritation, a sense of frustration within us. But we need to know that all no's are not created equal. That means there is the no of deprivation, of discrimination, and there is a no of protection. There is the no of concentration. That means that sometimes, say, some people with vested interests want to hold all power to themselves, and then they don't want to give opportunities to others. Opportunities for growth, opportunities for learning, opportunities for success. And at that time when they want to do so, when the other people, those who are disempowered, those who are disenfranchised, when they want to do something and then they are told no. Now that no is a clear no of discrimination, of deprivation. So for example, say in the past, say there was racial discrimination in the West, in America and even in Europe. So where people who would be of a particular, the African Americans were not allowed to, say, enter into the same schools as the whites, and they were not allowed in the same parts of the buses, and in that sort of, in this way, there was discrimination, and that discrimination that caused deprivation. So, no, you cannot do this. No, you cannot get a job. You cannot get admission in this college. No, you cannot enter in this bus. So, like, no, in this public transport system. So that is the no of deprivation, and that is certainly something which is the which is undesirable, and it's understandable and to some extent desirable to feel resentment and to want to take some corrective action when faced with the no of deprivation. But not all no's are necessarily no's of deprivation. So, for example, if a child wants to put the hand in fire, being attracted by the shining nature of the fire, and the mother says no. Now that no is not the no of deprivation. That no is the no of protection. So now the child at that infantile level of consciousness may not understand that that putting the hand in the fire will cause burning. It will not be pleasurable. It will be miserable. Now, we may see that in the case of fire, at least the result comes instantaneously. But say, if the child is playing with some glass item and wants to, and breaks the glass and then wants to put the broken glass into the mouth, there the result will come, again there will be bleeding. But in some cases, the result may not come immediately. The child may eat a lot of chocolates, and the result in terms of the upset stomach, the rotten teeth, they may come after some time. Sometimes a few months, sometimes the teeth may get spoiled after a few years also. So, at that time, the child is not able to see why my mother is telling me not to take this food, take this chocolate, to eat this chocolate, or not eat chocolate so much. But that, when mother says no, that is not the no of deprivation. That is the no of protection. Although child may feel that it is deprivation, why am I not being allowed to eat? But actually, it is the no of protection. The child is being protected from the health hazards, the spoiled gums and teeth, and other complications, obesity and others that come because of excessive eating of chocolates. So similarly, in life, within different social circles, from different sources, we may face the no of deprivation. And when we come to scripture, and scripture tells us, don't do this, don't do that, we may feel this is the same no of deprivation. But it is the no of protection. The Bhagavad Gita in 5.22 Krishna states, Yehi samsparshya bhoga dukha yonaya evate adyantavanta kaunteya na teshu ramate buddhaha. So, na teshu ramate buddhaha. The wise people do not delight in this, Krishna says. Why not? What do they do not delight in? Is it in the pleasures that are born of samsparshya bhoga? the pleasures that are born of the contact of the senses with the sense objects, the wise people do not delight in them because they know dukkha yonaya evate, they will cause misery. So, they will cause misery because we will eventually get karmic consequence of that indulgence. We'll get attached, and when we lose that, we will lose that object which we become attached to, and then further we'll suffer. So therefore, nate shuramate buddha, the wise people do not delight in such pleasures, and when we are not so wise, we may still not see that the dukkha yonaya evate, that there's going to be misery. So at that time, the wise tell us. And rather than resenting the restriction, we can focus on trying to understand why is no being said. And if we practice bhakti gradually, steadily, then over time we will also, if we study the philosophy, we will understand intellectually. And if we practice bhakti diligently, then we will experience practically that there is a higher happiness, the higher happiness of devotional connection with Krishna, that actually satisfies our heart's longing for happiness. And this lower pleasure is actually something which only leads to misery. It keeps us deprived of that higher happiness and traps us more and more in material misery. And thus, when nate shuramate buddha, the not delighting in such pleasures is the no of protection. So, if we see the no of protection as the same as the no of deprivation, we will resent it. But we see the no of protection as the no of that is not depriving but saving us from something, and then that no can inspire us to focus on what the scripture says yes to, and thereby we can experience the highest happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.